This is the Cannabis Radio News. I'm Brian Behut. On the 9th of September in New York City, the Global Commission on Drug Policy called for a major overhaul of drug laws. The 21-member delegation included former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Richard Branson, and the former presidents of Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, and Switzerland, to name a few. The group called on world leaders to experiment with legalization and end incarceration for drug use and possession, and to place a greater emphasis on protecting public health. Jim Gearock is a former prosecutor in Chicago and an executive board member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP.
Many people don't realize the problems that we have with drugs, the problems we have with crime, imprisonment, incarceration, lack of freedom, the militarization of the police. So many of the problems we have in society, not just in America but worldwide, are driven by three United Nations drug prohibition treaties. When people are mad about drugs, they're mad about the excessive use of force by the police. They never think, well, geez, this is happening because the United Nations has put in place three prohibition treaties that require the nations of the world to go home and to pass national laws that criminalize recreational drug use of every substance under the sun, nearly. And so for these people to come out and say, we need to amend the treaties, it's a huge event.
On to Philadelphia, where on June 19th of this year, the city council voted 13-3 to decriminalize possession of marijuana, but over the summer, old laws stayed in force because Mayor Michael Nutter refused to sign the bill, which spelled hundreds of custodial arrests for cannabis possession until this week's deadline, when the mayor agreed to sign with amendments. Chris Goldstein, co-chair of Philadelphia Normal, told me both the mayor and the police commissioner are now committed to making the new law work.
Having the mayor's administration, the mayor himself, and having the police department get on board for this after spending the summer sort of criticizing the issue, it's a big turnaround. And I'm glad that they did. It really was a team effort out there, and it was a great tenacity by the sponsor of the bill, Councilman Jim Kenney.
North to Alaska, where few elected officials have taken a public position in support of the initiative to regulate marijuana like alcohol or Proposition 2. Democratic congressional candidate Forrest Dunbar and a Democratic state legislator have, but that's it. And though a group of mayors has formally opposed it, polls show a close race with a slight edge to the initiative. Chris Rempert is political director for the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol and says it doesn't matter what politicians do. After 12 days working the booth at the Alaska State Fair, he believes the people want change.
I was amazed to see it's just the number of older folks who would come up and say, you know what, I don't support marijuana use, but I don't think the government should be telling us we can't use it. And, you know, the current laws haven't worked at all, so why don't we try something new? And that was kind of the best thing I heard. I loved hearing that. And it really kind of gave me hope for this vote. I think if we keep hearing more things like that from the people in Alaska, I think that you can make this happen.
On September 13th and 14th, thousands will gather on Boston Common for the 25th annual Boston Freedom Rally. The festive event features a long list of speakers and bands with an emphasis on regional music. But over years, there's been struggle, and event organizers have had to sue the city of Boston four times to gain permits and prevailed each time. Bill Downing is treasurer of MassCann Normal, and I asked him about the effect the Freedom Festival has had on legalization efforts in the state and the ballot initiative in the works for 2016. He pointed to the primary function of his chapter of Normal, which is to educate the public.
And since we started educating people about the rally 25 years ago, a lot of those people who were college students who went to see